B104 with 1,000 Horses and Smoke. Don't forget, 8:10 this morning, chance to win tickets to Shania Twain before you can buy them. Talking to some students and teachers from Prairie Central High School about some more hands-on approaches to teaching with some science experiments this year.
Marissa, tell us, when you first heard about this, did he approach you first of all about this?
It was our class first started discussing it in like early March, and we were discussing possible projects we could do, and someone was like, hey, what if we send up a weather balloon? And at first I was like, we're in high school. We can't do that. We're definitely not smart enough to do that. But so we started research for it, found out that this was actually something we could possibly do. It was actually a really successful launch.
Okay. Maybe they should be our new weather guys, because I got to
be
honest.
We haven't had much luck with the weather around here,
but we just read it.
And now you're working on testing water, which is what Gina was telling us about. So Noah Embry, why don't we go ahead and ask you, where have you been looking at to test water?
We have six, and it's along the Vermilion River. And we get a sample of the water, and then we put our atrazine test strip in it, and then we wait 10 minutes and pull it out. And then if the line is darker than the line before, that means it tested positive for atrazine.
What does atrazine in the water do?
It's just a herbicide. So
I know, but are we supposed to be afraid of it, or are we supposed to be like watching out for it, or that's what you're trying to find out? If it's
EPA's drinking water regulation is 3 parts per billion, so if it's above that, then it's a
then don't drink it. Bad.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's a great experience to learn how to do experiments and stuff.
Are you guys going to want to continue this kind of thing, like after high school? Are you like big into being, you know, some geniuses in the future for us?
He's like, I don't know about this genius stuff over there. Is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has definitely made me more interested in like in science, because in the past it wasn't a huge passion for me. But now that I've actually like gotten out into the field and been doing stuff, it's really cool, and it makes me want to actually be involved with what's going on.
We see a major passion in these kids' eyes that we did not see about 5 years ago. We were just talking about that on our way down here, that the last 3 to 4 years, our kids have just blossomed in the science field.
Do you believe that hands-on experience is the best way for most kids to learn?
Oh, absolutely. And plus, they get so excited. And to see that passion in their eyes is just amazing. It makes you really enjoy your job every day.
And let me ask Mr. Meister this. When your science class starts to blow things up, can you bring them here and blow them up while we're on the air?
Well, sure, I guess.
Right. I promise to do the worksheet. I'll do the worksheet on it. It'll be a blast.
This is actually how the project got started for the high altitude balloon, was that initially they said, well, let's do a rocket. And I said, let's kind of start maybe baby steps. let's not put fuel in something first.
Yeah.
Right, right. So we used helium instead of hydrogen or any explosives. Okay. But that actually started out as the first initial thing was let's blow stuff up. And we said, well, maybe let's start small. There was just recently on the news where people were sending balloons into, they called it space. Well, it's not technically space because we're not quite there yet, but we got some fantastic video, and it's really cool when we talk to people, because they don't really know. They're not sure what that means, and then we show them the video, and they say, oh, wow, you know, that's really cool. Actually, that's one thing, too, that they now want to start a high-altitude balloon club. Almost in unison, they were all like, can we do this again? And I said,
let's recover
the first one.
We've got to find that, so we don't know where it is yet. We're hoping some farmer tells us.
Well, we worked with Spot Trace GPS, so we were able to track it online with GPS and see where it was at.
Now, does the GPS always work? Because my GPS in my vehicle does not always send me in the right...
Well...
Turn left here. That's a lake. No.
This one, fortunately, did. I was concerned, you know, were we going to find it? Because we had a lot of high-tech stuff in the balloon, and one concern was, are we going to get it back?
Right.
And if we don't get it back, are they ever going to let us do anything like this again?
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by, Mr. Meister, Ms. I'm going to call it Ms. Forsythe, because I want to be respectful of your teachers. Thank you so much for swinging by and sharing this experience with us.
We appreciate your time today. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, Gina Forsythe joins us this morning, and she is from your neck of the woods, Faithy.
Kind of. She's from Prairie Central High School, and she teaches with my mom, and my mom texted me and said, can I give Gina your phone number? And first I was like, why? Why are you giving my phone number out, mother? And then she told me why, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. So then Gina texted me, I just want to bring some students in, which, first of all, we'll get to that. It's obviously a very cool reason they're coming in, but mm-hmm. I think the reason I wanted her to come in so bad was the way she talked about the kids and how proud. She basically called you guys geniuses. So I was like, well, okay, if they're geniuses, then we have to have the kids in.
Yeah, I mean, these are our scientists of the future, basically our environmentalists of the future. Gina Forsythe, thank you for joining us, and tell us why you're here today.
This morning I'd like to kind of tell everybody about some awesome projects that are going on at our school district. Right now we have a group of 12 students that we have kind of handpicked that are working in conjunction with a few other schools. We are working in conjunction with Nebraska University out out in Omaha.
Great college.
We are actually testing for atrazine in the water.
Okay, and atrazine is what?
The second most used herbicide in the United States. We are the only schools in the United States currently doing this. The five of us teachers got together.
Okay.
And we kind of set it up where the kids had a brainstorm. And the kids basically worked together, brainstormed how they wanted to do everything. They've decided that everything will be done through social media, which is really cool.
That's their generation.
Yeah,
so
that's what
huge.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we do is every Wednesday, we call it Water Wednesday, the kids go out to the sites that they have chosen, and it's the same sites for the 10 weeks,
okay.
And they collect water.
And we're going to get to them in a minute here as to some of the findings that they have, too. Mm-hmm. I'm real interested in that. But why don't we go ahead and introduce one of your other teachers that's also involved in the class, and in Paul Meister. Paul, tell us a little bit more about your involvement with the students.
Sure, absolutely. I currently teach Earth and Space Science at Prairie Central. We actually had the cool opportunity to send up a high-altitude weather balloon. And just like Gina mentioned, STEM studies is huge, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. And getting the students involved in that and getting them to actually decide what they want to study is super important.
I mean, it's real. This is real life stuff. And I honestly, like, I'm a little jealous. I think that maybe science would have been something I'd be a little more interested in when I was in school, had this stuff been available. I don't know if I would have been handpicked for any studies.
Well, I know,
but
my daughter's blowing things up in school right now. So I'm like, wait a minute.
We
why didn't you do that when I was
stuff.
In class?
And that's actually interesting you bring that up, because that's how it kind of started, was that we have a science symposium at the high school that we've run for 3 years now, mm-hmm. and that's all student-led research, and they get to pick the topics that they want. And one of the things we really, really want to do is get kids interested in science. Kind of wanted to do something a little different with my Earth and Space class. I gave them the option of doing something different than the symposium.
Not that science in the past isn't important, but I think kids are so much more interested in the things they can do for our future. Mm-hmm. I think that definitely gets them a little more motivated. You know?
Absolutely.
Why don't you introduce the students that you brought with you this morning, Paul? And I know one of them is close relation to you.
Yes, she is. And I got accused of favoritism apparently by Faith, but that is not the case. We did choose this democratically.
And then I accused you of being the father, and you're like, no.
No, I'm not that old. we actually brought two with us today. We have Marissa Meister, who does happen to be a cousin, and she was involved with the high-altitude balloon study for Earth and Space. And then we have Noah Embry, who is involved in the atrazine study with Mrs. Forsyth.
All right, well, we're going to talk to the kids coming up about their involvement with both of the studies at Prairie Central High School and some of their findings with B104.